That's music from Cold Mountain. This was a huge event in 2015. It was the world premiere of a brand new opera, the first opera, in fact, by renowned composer Jennifer Higdon. It was commissioned by and received its world premiere at the Santa Fe Opera Festival. This was a huge occasion. I was fortunate enough to be in the audience. The house was completely packed for a brand new opera. There was so much excitement in this stunning setting overlooking the Sangre de Cristo Mountains. Welcome to Relevant Tones. I'm Seth Bosted. I'm going to be featuring the Santa Fe Opera today in general. I'll certainly play some music from Cold Mountain. It was a very exciting world premiere, and I feel so lucky to have been able to be there. But as I was watching this beautiful opera, and I was thinking about this incredible history of the Santa Fe Opera, presenting little-known operas, really kind of sticking their neck out there and taking artistic risks. And more often than not, these risks have paid off. When an opera has been premiered at Santa Fe, it has very often gone on to be performed elsewhere. And that says a lot about the Santa Fe Opera and the composers that they work with. So I'm going to kind of zoom out from Cold Mountain. I'll be using that as a kind of centerpiece for the show, but I'm also going to feature other premieres and commissions by living composers on the program today. The first clip I want to play is a piece called What Was His Name? This is from Cold Mountain. Again, this is the first opera that Jennifer Higdon has ever written. And we at Relevant Tones a few months back were able to play some previews of the opera. These were pared down versions for voice and piano that were premiered in New York at the Guggenheim Museum. But now I have clips from the fully staged version that was premiered at the Santa Fe Opera. The clip I want to play is called What Was His Name? We're going to hear Inman, who is the protagonist, with the chorus. Here, Inman has just deserted the Civil War. He is so tired of all the killing that he has taken part in and that he has seen, and he wants to return to his beloved. The chorus is singing over an anonymous grave. What was his name? Why did he die? What is this all for? It's setting up the tragedy that will ensue. Here's the Santa Fe Opera Orchestra and Chorus to perform the music of Jennifer Higdon. He'll also be joined by Nathan Gunn as Inman, and the conductor is Miguel Harth Bedoya.
Thank you.
That's one of the first things the audience hears in the opera Cold Mountain, music by Jennifer Higdon. We heard What Was His Name? That was the Santa Fe Opera Orchestra and Chorus with Nathan Gunn singing the role of Inman, and Miguel Harth Bedoya was the conductor. On today's program, I'm featuring the Santa Fe Opera, and especially this commitment to commissioning new operas from composers, taking a risk. They often commission composers who have never composed an opera before. That was certainly the case with Cold Mountain. It was the first opera that Jennifer Higdon had composed. I had a great chance to catch up with Charles McKay, who's the general director of the Santa Fe Opera. Here's a little bit from our conversation about the history of this August Opera Company.
The company was founded by John Crosby, who was an aspiring young conductor in the mid-1950s, and somehow he talked his parents into funding his dream of creating an opera company in Santa Fe, New Mexico. He had been here as a kid. He had gone to the Los Alamos Boys School in the day before the Manhattan Project and Robert Oppenheimer and the atomic bomb and all of that. And he fell in love with the area, and apparently as a kid just 12 or 14 years old, fantasized about creating an opera company here. And so happily, his parents were quite well-to-do, and they gave him the money to build the first opera house and to start the first season in 1957. And he somehow persuaded Igor Stravinsky to come to Santa Fe in 1957 and to take part in the inaugural season for the Santa Fe Opera. And that really helped to put the Santa Fe Opera on the map. And Stravinsky was very committed to the company. He fell in love with Santa Fe, and all of his operas were produced here, and also works like Persephone and a lot of chamber music as well. And, you know, the presence of Stravinsky served as a kind of magnet for other important musicians to come here.
That's the general manager of the Santa Fe Opera Company, Charles McKay, talking about the wonderful history of the Santa Fe Opera. You have this visionary person who decides to go off and found an opera company in the mountains of New Mexico in the town of Santa Fe, which did have an artistic tradition, of course. There were always visual artists, painters and sculptors, people like that in Santa Fe. It's definitely an eclectic community in that way, but there was no musical tradition, really, no classical music tradition, certainly not an opera house in Santa Fe. So this is really a wild vision that he had. And right away from the beginning, he wanted to take artistic risks. He wanted to present operas that were not as well known. He wanted to commission composers. He wanted to let the composers have 100% control of the artistic process. And I just think it's so fantastic. So on today's program, we're celebrating this legacy at the Santa Fe Opera. I'm going to use Santa Fe Opera recordings when I can, but sometimes I may stray off into other directions, as is the case with the next track I want to play. This is an aria from an opera called Ashoka's Dream by the great composer Peter Lieberson. It's not been recorded at all, except for one of the arias, which is recorded by Lorraine Hunt Lieberson. This is from a wonderful disc that she did, and it's called Triraksha's Aria. Let's have a listen. This is the incomparable Lorraine Hunt Lieberson singing music of her husband, Peter Lieberson, from an opera, Ashoka's Dream, that was commissioned by Santa Fe Opera.
was a Lord who needed me to conquer. He clung to me, then faltered. I tended him and longed for him.
That's music by Peter Lieberson, gorgeously sung, I think, by Lorraine Hunt Lieberson, and the pianist was Roger Vignoles. It's from Ashoka's Dream, an opera celebrating the East Indian king, Ashoka, who was a warrior in battle, apparently quite a fearsome warrior, but he underwent a transformation later on in life and became a pacifist and a great king, so he's much celebrated in Indian lore. This fertile territory was mined beautifully by Peter Lieberson in the opera Ashoka's Dream, which was a commission of the Santa Fe Opera Festival. I'm featuring the Santa Fe Opera Festival on the show today. Commissions, premieres, all these wonderful opportunities that they've given composers over the years. I'm going to play music now by a composer who is also here writing her first opera, much like Jennifer Higdon, who we heard from earlier. This is the Finnish composer Kaija Saariaho, who's had a great career, especially as a concert composer for the orchestra. But here she got inspired to write her first opera from the poem by a 13th century troubadour about a man who falls in love with a woman he's never even seen. She lives in a different country entirely from him. He travels to meet her. He undergoes an amazing number of obstacles, only to die in her arms when at last they are united. We're going to hear a piece called I Have Learned to Speak of Happiness. It's rather a long moment in the opera, so we're going to hear an excerpt of it. This is when Joffrey, fairly early on in the opera, learns about the woman, Clemence, and is already convinced that he loves her and that this is the secret to happiness for him. Here is the Radio Choir Berlin with the German Symphony Orchestra Berlin, all conducted by Kent Nagano, and the role of Joffrey is sung by Daniel Belcher. Music of Kaija Saariaho.
Prisa parle di buona, être heureux, je n'ai point appris. A parle di bonheur, j'ai appris. Signore sur la branche ses mots appelaient sa compagne, mes propres mots n'appellent que d'autres mots, mes vers n'appellent que d'autres vers. Me diras-tu, Rossignol? Rossignol, me diras-tu, Rossignol? Rossignol, me diras-tu, Rossignol?
Rossignol,
laissez-moi finir. Seulement de me laisser terminer mon couplet. Je cherche amour.
Si tu cherches amour, tu ne voudrais pas passer des mots à l'autre qui est tout. Et mon flot, Geoffrey,
Geoffrey, tu as changé. Changer, Geoffrey, tu as perdu ta joie. Se souviens encore derrière, couteau, piste gravé au couteau, dans le bois sombre de leur table. Ai-je oublié quelque chose? Ah oui. Geoffrey Rudel, rappelle-toi, les dames te regardaient avec terreur et les hommes avec envie. Ou est-ce l'inverse que l'on disait? Les hommes te regardaient avec terreur et les dames avec envie.
That's music by the Finnish composer Kaija Saariaho, who has lived in Paris for a long time, very comfortable with the French language, which I think sounds so beautiful when sung. That is music from her opera, her very first opera, which received its American premiere by the Santa Fe Opera, Love from Afar. We heard I Have Learned to Speak of Happiness. Daniel Belcher sung the role of Joffrey, the man who falls in love, but it is an ill-fated love. He is joined by the Radio Chorus of Berlin with the German Symphony Orchestra Berlin, Kent Nagano conducting. Let's return to Cold Mountain, the most recent premiere and commission by the Santa Fe Opera. And again, this is the first opera by Jennifer Higdon. It's about a man named Inman in the Civil War who becomes so tired of all of the killing that he deserts. And he has a journey, much like Odysseus. In fact, it is loosely modeled on the Odyssey, in which he tries to get home. And he does get home, but only to find that things are not the way he left them at all. I'm going to play two clips now. One is called The Storm. Here, Inman is fleeing the Home Guard, and he comes across a corrupt preacher that he had earlier left to die, who is now in command of a boat and actually chooses to allow Inman to get on the boat, saving him from the Home Guard. And then we're going to hear the male chorus singing Our Beautiful Country. This is a choral interlude reflecting on how the land has been ravaged by the Civil War. Here again is the Santa Fe Opera Orchestra and Chorus, conducted by Miguel Harth Bedoya, and we're also going to hear Nathan Gunn again as Inman, and Roger Honeywell as Solomon Vesey. Two great moments from the opera Cold Mountain. We heard a duet with Nathan Gunn as Inman and Roger Honeywell as Solomon Vesey called The Storm. There's such urgency in that music as Inman is fleeing the home guard during a storm, mind you, and his only chance of escape is to get on a canoe, a rickety kind of canoe in a raging river with a man that is his enemy. I think it's a great moment in the opera. And then we heard Our Beautiful Country. This is the male chorus. Here they are just reflecting on the toll that the war has taken on the land. The trees are gone. The ground is now scorched. This is a very different land than it was before the Civil War. We're the Santa Fe Opera Orchestra and Chorus, Miguel Harth Bedoya conducting. You're listening to Relevant Tones, a show featuring the music of contemporary composers. My theme on today's program is the legacy of the Santa Fe Opera. I'm featuring some of their many, many commissions and premieres over the years. To subscribe to our podcast or for streaming versions of this and all previous episodes, you can visit relevanttones.com. I had the great chance to travel to Santa Fe recently. It was my first time in New Mexico and my first time at the Santa Fe Opera Festival to see the world premiere. I was there on opening night of Cold Mountain by Jennifer Higdon. It was such a great experience for me because I'd been following the opera for some time. I was able to hear audio from the workshops that they were doing when she was still working on the score at Curtis Institute. And then we were in New York at the Guggenheim for the first previews of the opera that were ever given to the public. We were able to feature some of those on Relevant Tones. And then, of course, the opening night of the fully staged version at the Santa Fe Opera Festival. It was just so satisfying to see it all come to fruition in this wonderful way. So I'm going to feature some of the audio from the world premiere of Cold Mountain, but I want to do more than that on the program today. As I was in Santa Fe, I was talking with some of the conductors, the musicians, the singers. I got to know a lot of people there, and I was thinking, what a fantastic legacy Santa Fe has of opera, of course, of all kinds, but especially, I think, commissions and premieres of works by living composers. So we're kind of pulling the camera back, as it were, featuring audio from Cold Mountain, yes, absolutely, but I'm also featuring other premieres at Santa Fe. Next up is part of an opera by Swedish composer Ingvar Lidholm. This is called A Dream Play. It's inspired by a play of the same name by his countryman August Strindberg. It's a very famous play. It's from 1901, and it's considered an important precursor to surrealism and expressionism in theater. The play is also inspired by Indian mythology. Here, the daughter of one of the gods comes down to Earth to view the plight of humanity and bring it back to the gods, kind of our advocate, a sort of Indian Prometheus, as it were. But in the end of the play, Strindberg concludes that it was all a dream, hence the surrealist angle. We're going to hear the prelude that opens the opera, and then we're going to hear a movement called The Rising Castle. Here are Anders Bergström as the human, who is a glazier, and Helevi Mårtenpelto as the daughter. They are performing with the Stockholm Royal Philharmonic Choir and the Stockholm Royal Philharmonic Orchestra. The conductor is Kjell Ingebrigtsen.
Ska du se att en flygel har slagit ut på solsidan?
One of August Strindberg's most admired and performed plays, The Dream Play, becomes the inspiration for this great music by Ingvar Lidholm. We heard two pieces from A Dream Play, his operatic version of that play. We heard the opening of the opera, the very first thing the audience hears, the prelude, and then we heard Rising Castle. Anders Bergstrom sung the role of the glazier. He's one of the humans who comes into contact with the goddess Helevi Martinpelto, who's kind of the advocate of humanity to the other gods. They were joined by the Stockholm Royal Philharmonic Choir and the Stockholm Royal Philharmonic Orchestra. Kjell Ingebrigtsen was the conductor. Again, that's music of Ingvar Lidholm. Next up is part of an opera by Tobias Picker called Emmeline. This is a Santa Fe commission, so here we're returning to this theme of Santa Fe and their important legacy of commissioning new works by composers. Emmeline is kind of a retelling of the Greek tragedy Oedipus. As we know in the Oedipus myth, there is a woman who gives away her son, and then 20 years later they meet again, they fall in love, they don't recognize each other. When the truth comes out, of course, they are so ashamed and they are shunned by society. This is the exact same retelling, but now transported to to America, and the music, I think, is wonderfully cloaked in the American vernacular as well. I'm going to play a track towards the end of the opera. This is Emmeline herself, as sung by Patricia Brissett. She's singing, "Matthew, everything I want is gone." Matthew, of course, is her son, and she knows it at this point. This is one of the most anguished arias I've ever heard in an opera. Here are Patricia Brissett as Emmeline, Kurt Peterson as Matthew, joined by Santa Fe Opera Symphony and Chorus, George Manahan conducting. Music of Tobias Picker.
Oh,
Never be afraid. Do you hear me? Never.
It's beautiful music by Tobias Picker from his opera Emmeline, a retelling of the Oedipus myth now cloaked in American vernacular. We heard one of the very last arias, Matthew, Everything I Want Is Gone. This is Emmeline singing to her husband, who, as she has just found out, is also her son. Patricia Rosette as Emmeline, Kurt Peterson as Matthew, joined by the Santa Fe Opera Symphony and Chorus, George Manahan conducting. That was a Santa Fe Opera commission and premiere. Let's return now to the most recent commission and premiere by Santa Fe Opera. That's Cold Mountain. We're going to hear two selections towards the end of the opera. Again, this is music by Jennifer Higdon, based on the epic Civil War novel by Charles Frazier. We're going to hear Ada's aria. Ada is Inman's love. She is the one for whom he has forsaken all and deserted the army. Here she's singing to her friend, Ruby's father. She's saying that she feels sorry for him because he never realized how beautiful his daughter was. They think that he's dead at this point. And then we're going to hear Tell Her. This is probably the climactic scene of the opera. For me, it was certainly one of the most effective dramatic moments. This is at the end of the opera when Inman and Ada are finally reunited, and all of the ghosts of the people who are now dead that Inman had met on his journey come back on the stage, and they sing to him, Tell her all of the things that you saw on your journey, all of the horrors that you've seen. Ada's aria and Tell Her, music of Jennifer Higdon from Cold Mountain. Here is Isabel Leonard in the role of Ada, singing with the Santa Fe Opera Orchestra and Chorus, Miguel Harth Bedoya conducting. Thank you. That's music from Cold Mountain by Jennifer Higdon. Again, this is her first opera. We heard two things towards the end of the opera. Ada's aria, like this beautiful moment where she sings to her friend Ruby's father, "You never knew how beautiful your daughter was, and certainly she was a good friend to Ada." And then we heard Tell Her, this incredible moment in the opera towards the end when almost the entire cast is on stage, now as ghosts. They're not lit well. They're very spectral looking. It's a very haunting moment, I think absolutely effective. And they're singing to Inman, "Tell her, tell Ada of all that you've been through, all that you've seen on this journey." Music by Jennifer Higdon. Again, we heard Isabel Leonard in the role of Ada with the Santa Fe Opera Symphony and Chorus. And our conductor was Miguel Harth Bedoya. That's all the time we have on the program today for Santa Fe, but what a great legacy they have there in the Sangre de Cristo Mountains. I still think it's such a fantastic story. This absolute visionary, John Crosby, creates the Santa Fe Festival, but he knows it's not enough. People weren't exactly going to flock all the way to the mountains to hear works that they could hear in New York or in Chicago. And so he decided to present rarely performed works alongside commissions and premieres, and it's been a recipe for success, and it's a legacy that continues today. Relevant Tones is produced by Jesse McQuarters. You can find us as a podcast on iTunes. And for more information about the program and the artists we've featured, and for streaming versions of all previous episodes, you can visit us at relevanttones.com. Relevant Tones is made possible in part by the generous support of GCM Grosvenor, the Aaron Copland Fund for Music, the Amphion Foundation, and the listener supporters of the WFMT Fine Arts Circle. This project is supported in part by an award from the National Endowment for the Arts, Art Works. I'm Seth Bosted, and this is the WFMT Radio Network.